Yeah, hello there, welcome to On This Day in History with the Beatles, like, you know what I mean? We've got all kinds of stuff here to go through, so without further ado, we're going to get cracking now because, well, you know what I mean, I've got nothing else to do, like, you know what I mean? So let's have a look on this day in history with the Beatles for December the 5th, like. I'm going to pass it over to me colleague. Yeah, you know what I mean, like, I've got all kinds of things going on here, like, you know what I mean? Let's have a look. In 1964, like, A Hard Day's Night, the LP, because it's going back a few years here, mate, before MP3s and all that, it was an LP. Not too sure if anyone remembers LPs, like, but you know what I mean? It's from 1964, like, got to number one. And it was like the 20th week, so it's like, it's been number one for ages, you know what I mean? What else happened? There was a concert, like, at the Empire, like, in Liverpool in 1965, like, you know what I mean? That's so cool. Over to me colleague now. Right, okay, let's have a look here. There was a party. It was celebrating the opening of something called the Apple Boutique. That was in 1967, like, and the Beatles went, like, and Ringo and his family moved. This is, like, 1969, December 5th, from Brookfields in Surrey to Roundhill in London, like, and in 1980... John did, like, an interview, like, with Jonathan Cott, like, for the Rolling Stone. Back to me colleague. Oh, thanks, like, you know what I mean? It's, oh, God, you're wonderful, you, mate, you know, just, like, so professional and everything, like, you know what I mean? In 1989, Paul's concert in Chicago, part of the Get Back tour, and in 1993, Paul's concert, where was it? Curitiba. Curitiba? Curitiba Stadium, part of the New World Tour. Right then, that's it for today, December 5th, like, you know what I mean? This is On This Day in History with the Beatles, like, so cool.